Good morning, everyone. It's a great day today. Great day to worship God again. Great day to just get excited about what God is going to do in your life. Psalms 122:1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, going to church should be a privilege, an exciting part of our week. You know, my whole week relies upon the excitement of God, in the excitement of knowing I'm going to worship Him again on Sunday and Wednesday. But it seems like for some people, church is an inconvenience. Church is a burden. They say that they can worship at home just as well as they can at church. They can worship in the deer stand just as well as they can at church. But I guarantee you, the first time you miss that big buck, you won't be worshiping too much at that moment. It's that they can worship in the water. They can worship anywhere else. They can watch a preacher on TV. And all those things are true. You could worship in those situations. But the house of God and our worship together as a people of God is vitally important and a requirement. Hebrews 10:25 says, forsaking not the assembly of ourselves together, whereas the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, in so much as we see the day approaching. What we need to realize is we are required by God to meet together, to worship together as God's people. So going to church is not just a choice, it is a requirement pinned down by the hand of God in the Word of God through the writer of Hebrews and several other passages. So next time you think about skipping church, just remember this simple fact. You are not only robbing yourself of a blessing of being in the house of God, but you're also disobeying the will and the Word of God. Thank you, and God bless.